Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center's blogcast series. Today's episode is titled, A Dinner Orchestra, written and read by Kate Fowler. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27, verse 13. The three of us sat around the dining table and cried. A toddler, a little boy, and a pregnant mom. A pitiful orchestra unleashed after a season of transition, a day of disobedience, and the moment that broke the camel's back. A bowl of yogurt. The toddler had insisted on finishing the yogurt with his hands, which he was told would result in that being his final serving. He looked me in the eye and dipped his little hand in the bowl once more, using it as a makeshift spoon. The yogurt was taken. The wailing ensued. After what felt like 1,000 moments of defiance that day, after consecutive days of a 6-month pregnant woman chasing small boys in the summer heat with little rest, and after racking my brains out to creatively navigate sibling rivalry, whining, and toddler grumpiness, I put my head on the table and started crying too. My 5-year-old joined in for moral support. After a few minutes of this little concert, I couldn't help but laugh at the pitiful scene. What must it have looked like to the outside world? 2 children and a grown woman competing for the loudest sobs. My husband came in a few minutes later from working in the yard and took over. "Go and rest," he said. "I'll take care of the boys." I shuffled up the stairs, sniffling in defeat, for a few moments to reset. And I knew I needed to see him. I knew once again I needed to spend time with my Creator and regroup. Meditating on today's psalm from the daily readings reminds us of a beautiful truth. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Whether or not I felt it in this moment of exhaustion and despair, God's goodness is always there. He stands ready to bestow on us His strength, His mercy, and His love in the here and now, even in the midst of suffering. The Lord never promised the removal of suffering from our lives, which any of us can note by listening to 30 seconds of the news cycle. But He did promise to sustain us and be with us, even to the end of time. And it is for this reason that I can join the psalmist in choosing to see the good things of the Lord right here and now, in the land of the living. This psalm is particularly close to my heart because it has been turned into a lovely song by the ecumenical Taizé community in the Burgundy region of France. The music of the Taizé community was instrumental, no pun intended, in my reversion at the end of my college career, and became an easy way for me to pray without ceasing. I have come to sing the song inspired by Psalm 27 for nearly a decade. I am sure I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, the chant goes. Yes, I shall see the goodness of the Lord. Hold firm, trust in the Lord. There have been many days in this last trimester of pregnancy when I've had to cling to this belief and hold firm in trusting the Lord. My third pregnancy has brought with it the usual physical demands on the body, as well as the benefit of chasing 2 toddler boys around in the summer heat. Perhaps I can blame the extra dose of female hormones for my baby girl for the emotional complexity I'm experiencing. In my weekly women's group in which we are reading This Present Paradise, Spiritual Reflections from Elizabeth of the Trinity, one of the questions for reflection was, "Do you ever feel small and insignificant?" I couldn't help but laugh. "All the time," I answered, especially now in a season in which I'm grappling with my physical and emotional limitations. The independent woman who has always done things on her own, found a creative solution, and seen life in the glass half full perspective, can barely walk to the playground, cook a meal, or lift a laundry basket. My easygoing nature has given way to my temper more times than I can count, and my patience is wearing thin. I've realized I can't do anything during this time but cling to God. I am small. I am insignificant. But I am His. The Lord knit me in my mother's womb, called me by name, and looked at me and proclaimed, "She is good." The Lord worked throughout time and space to bring me into the fullness of redemption and sent His only begotten Son to die for me. And He continues to pour out His grace, mercy, and blessings on me through His church, the sacraments, and my loving friends, family, and community. So yes, I'm one of billions. I can only do so much. And though I may feel small and insignificant and overwhelmed these days, I can still see and experience the goodness of the Lord right here and now in the land of the living. Hold firm. Trust in the Lord.